This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
And welcome. It's Pat and Stu today, featuring Jeffy.
Hi, Pat.
And Jeffy.
How you doing?
Okay.
It's good to see
you. Yeah, you too.
Good to see you.
What is this? What are you doing?
What do you mean? I'm just saying it's good to see you.
Yeah. What kind of weirdness is going on here? No, there's something else going on.
Absolutely not. I'm just happy that you're here. Good to see you.
Really?
I'm glad you're doing well. Yes.
Are you? Are you glad?
Yes.
Okay. As
Why
if.
Would there be something?
I don't know, but I know there's something sinister bubbling under. It's good to be back. I've been gone for a while.
I know.
Just sick as a dog or a pig. I'm not sure which gets sicker. Either a dog or a pig, one of the two. This flu that's happening, I guess, all over.
Yeah, I mean, the breakout is, there's a bunch of states that are in dire need of some people not breathing on each other.
I've never believed in the flu shot, but I'm ready to get it.
I'm still
nasty.
I'm still concerned. This is the first year in several years that I didn't get one, and after reading the report that it's still a major breakout right now, I'm thinking maybe I should.
That's not fun.
I don't know.
You maybe should. You maybe should. I'm always leery of vaccines to begin with, and my wife was just, I was just talking to her about getting a flu shot, she's like, what else do they put in that? I don't know. Nothing, probably.
No, they don't. Not a thing.
I don't know what they, but I mean, what, a mind control device?
Yeah.
Is that what they're doing? Is that what we're supposed to be worried about? I don't know what it is, but the thing I kind of worry about is being injected with the thing so that you don't get the thing.
Right.
And because inevitably I'll get the thing if you inject me with it.
I mean, isn't that what's supposed to happen?
Kind of, yeah, but your immune system's supposed to, it's not enough.
No, I don't know
how the whole thing works, but, I usually get it. And so I just avoid that. And if it comes, it comes. But, man, this was bad enough.
Yeah, I mean, my father-in-law went down for the count last year after his shot. I mean,
he
said I might as well have just had the flu.
Yeah. So he just got it. He probably just didn't get the flu.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that would probably be the case. But, like my wife can't get the shots because they're, allergic to eggs.
Are there, scrambled eggs in this thing?
Yes, yeah, they make them with the scrambled eggs. And they, a little salt and pepper. It's not bad going down, yeah.
I'm not sure how eggs really help fight the flu.
That's what they mix it with.
Why?
I don't know.
We need to look into this. Maybe that's the part that my wife doesn't like.
You put eggs in there.
I don't want eggs. I just want the whites.
All right. 888-727-BECK, 888-727-BECK. But they're calling it the greatest Super Bowl of all time. Some are. I think for three quarters, it was one of the more boring Super Bowls of all time. Once New England finally kicked into gear, it did become pretty exciting. It was a lot of fun at the end.
It sure was. And I'll tell you, I was on the texting back and forth a couple times with a person who's a huge Atlanta Falcon fan. And when
would his name start with point, and end in ETH?
It does. Mm-hmm. And at one point he was, they were, I mean, they were up by 21 to nothing.
At one point they were up by 25.
And it was, I was like, I mean, I got to tell you, it looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was tough to think about New England coming back. But at that time I was thinking, you know, I never, when they were up 14 to nothing, I thought, you know, it just doesn't feel like they think they can win this game yet. They just didn't think that they could win the game. And then when they went up 21 to nothing, I remember thinking, well, I mean, that's
tough to overcome.
Come on now. Even if you don't want to win something, you're up 21 nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to pretty much throw it away to lose it, right?
Yeah.
And that's what they did, man. I mean, New England, for the most part, looked like they were going to win the game and didn't matter what.
Yeah. There were, what, 3 or 4 minutes left in the third quarter, and it was still 28-3.
Right.
Before the Patriots finally scored and made it 28-9. Even at 28-9, it should have been over, right? It should have been over at that point.
They score the touchdown, and you think, okay, well, maybe they still do have a shot, and then they miss the extra point.
Yeah.
So you think, oh, for real, it's over.
Okay, well, they've still got to make two touchdowns and two-point conversions. There's no way.
No way.
I mean, maybe they get one of the two-point conversions. Nope.
Nope.
Get them both. And, you know, with Tom Brady, you don't bet against the guy. You just don't bet against him.
And Atlanta, I'm not sure, that last drive that they had in regulation where all they had to do was kick a field goal or keep the ball, but, I mean, drive in, but kick a field goal. They were in field goal range. And then we get a penalty and a sack, and they're out of field goal range with time left for Brady to drive down the field.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, is that the sack the Kyle Van Noy from BYU made?
It might have been.
It might have been. He made a really big sack in the third quarter. And I think that's about the only stat he rang up, but it was a big one.
This is in the fourth.
It was a big one. So, yeah, it was probably after that. Because I think that sack came from Hightower or Flowers, one of those guys. But the linebackers for Patriots played really well third quarter on.
And
man, in those first three quarters, they sucked. But they third quarter on, they were tough. That defense was tough. The offense kicked in, and then it was the Patriots again. And so it was the first Super Bowl to ever go to an overtime. I was trying to think of all the firsts that happened. First time a coach has ever won five Super Bowl titles. First time a quarterback has ever won five Super Bowl titles. All of that happened with Tom Brady and, of course, Bill Belichick. Brady was 43 of 62. Wow, he threw the ball 62 times.
Look at that.
Wow. 466 yards, 2 touchdowns, an interception. He was 12 of 16 for 150 on the tying and winning drives in the fourth quarter and overtime. I mean, as soon as they got it to 28-all and it went to overtime, I'm thinking, okay, if they get the ball, they win. It's over. It is just over because they can't be stopped right now.
You're not going to beat them.
Which is why that is the dumbest rule in all of sports. Jeez, I hate the NFL overtime thing. It's ridiculous. It puts way too much emphasis on who wins the coin toss.
But that's what they want, right?
Because if you win the coin toss, well, that's just luck. That's luck. So I drive down and score a touchdown. Well, now Atlanta should have a chance to do that. Why does only one team get the ball in overtime? It's the dumbest thing of all time. If you want to, you know, give them at least an equal shot, put them both at the 50 if you don't want to do two more kickoffs or one more kickoff.
Right, right.
Put the ball at the 50 and go from there. It doesn't have to be the college way at the 25-yard line. That's too easy for pros.
Right.
So put them at the 50 and let them go from there and let both teams have a shot. Play it out until somebody wins. It's not that tough. Why do we make this so difficult? It's a stupid rule. I mean, because now, in almost every case, the winner of the coin toss, I'd like to see the percentage on this, winner of the coin toss wins the overtime.
Wins the game, yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to know, it's got to be 70 or 80%.
I bet you it's
got to be. 888-727-BECK. Also, Lady Gaga's performance, I wasn't offended by it.
I was.
Is it just me? Is it just you and Glenn?
I guess so. I mean, I wasn't offended at all. I thought it was a good show.
Care.
I thought it was, you know, I enjoyed it. My daughter was dancing around too, and thank you.
I mean, I'm not a big Lady Gaga fan of her music. In fact, I barely know it.
I know it because of my wife and my daughter.
But
like
she's
a lot of
high
stuff.
Energy. Yeah. The song came out in 2011, the Born This Way thing or whatever. And yeah, that's got overtones of inclusion and diversity and all of those things. But I got over that stuff a long time. I mean, whatever. That ship has sailed.
Big time.
The Lady Gaga Born This Way ship sailed in 2011. I got over that. I get it. She thinks that we should include homosexuals and blacks and Hispanics. And you know what? So do I. I mean, I don't want to ban anybody to their own island.
What?
I don't. It's quite a concept. I know. I'm not saying we need concentration camps for blacks, Asians, and homosexuals. I'm not saying that. So... whatever. Wow. Now, if you want to say they're born this way, they're not born this way. The born this way thing seems to get in the way of the whole gender deal.
Yeah, it does.
So I don't know how you get to have it both ways in the, okay, we're born this way for homosexuals, but we're not born this way if we're transgendered. Well, wait, what?
I think it's all born that way now, right? It doesn't. I don't think they're trying to have it both
ways. If you're born
ways.
That way, then... You're a boy when you're a boy, right? If you're born that way, because that's how you were born. You're born a boy.
Okay.
But I guess she's saying you're born that way, that you're a girl inside of a boy's body. So in that eventuality, who made the mistake? God? I'm just really confused on that whole thing. I don't get it,
something.
But I don't care. It's Lady Gaga. And I guess we're supposed to get fired up over it, but I'm just not. I barely got fired up over Beyonce's much more offensive thing last year.
Yeah.
With the militant anti-cop thing. Thought that was terrible. But we barely touched on it last year.
Yeah.
And this thing was even less offensive, I thought. But I thought it was really cool how she supposedly jumped from the top of the stadium, which... Something was up there because part of that was pre-recorded, part of it wasn't.
I gotta go with you on that. I can't find it anywhere, and maybe it's just because during the show,
it had
I was
to be,
trying to find it
because they cut away from it. That, why would you cut away from her falling from the roof?
That's the shot,
yes.
Right? I mean, that's the shot.
But she jumps and it looks fake, and then all of a sudden,
here she comes.
Now
down
she's
the stadium.
Actually coming, and you can tell that's real. So she didn't come all the way from the top. I don't know if they had something that wasn't long enough. They didn't have, that thing was obviously, the harness she was wearing was not long enough to go all the way from the roof to the stage, is my guess.
Right, well, I mean, they would have had to have one of those, the European cranes sitting out there, right? To drop her in and out, right?
Yeah, and I'm sure there was quite a safety issue there. So they did part of it pre-recorded, and then they picked
her
up live.
They used the same studio that they said was the moon. She jumped off the top of the stadium.
Houston's famous for that.
I know. They're famous for that. We paid for it. Might as well use it.
How many times are they going to trick us over there at NASA? Bastards. but a lot of people are upset about it. I'm more upset with the hacks that they had all through the day on the 7.5-hour pregame show.
Oh, my God. I could not bring myself to
watch. There were some bad bands. Holy cow. Some bad bands, some bad interviews. It's like you can't fill 7.5 hours with quality stuff. You just can't do it. Fox couldn't do it because there was a lot of stupid interviews and a lot of bad bands.
I saw the bands.
Oof.
I saw some of the bands. That's why I turned that away. I couldn't do it because I knew if I sat down and started watching, I would be like you going, why are they doing this?
And maybe it's just me because I'm not a big country fan, but I thought that was the performance done by, and I can't remember the band's name, is it Zac Brown Band? The Zac Brown Band, This Old Man or My Old Man or something. It's supposed to be a touching song about your dad. It was just
you didn't
so
cry?
Bad. I didn't cry.
Didn't bring a tear to your eye?
It was such a bad performance and such a stupid song. I apologize if that moves you, and you know, I feel that way about my dad too, but the song doesn't move me because the song ain't good. But again, I'm not a big country fan, so maybe.
Well, it's still though.
That's what the deal was. But there was quite a bit of that yesterday. It was like, okay, we've bit off more than we can chew as far
right,
as filling
for seven
time.
Hours. And why does it need to be? I mean,
doesn't need to be that long.
I mean, I saw a shot of Chris Wallace doing his Sunday morning show with the backdrop of the stadium behind him. So I mean, they did the whole day there. Right?
Whole day.
I mean, it didn't matter what show you were at the stadium for the Super
sure.
Bowl. That's
a lot. It's a lot of coverage.
That's buying into the event, man.
Let's say the event starts at 5:30, which it did, right? Kickoff at 5:30.
5:30 Central, yep.
Would it be reasonable
we had to wheel the coin toss people out.
Thank you. I'm glad you got the H.W.
Really
Bush thing in there.
So anyway, but I digress. Go ahead, yes. So it could start, you know, regular coverage 5:30, right?
Would it be so terrible to start the coverage at 2:30? Let's split the difference. Let's
3 hours?
3 hours of pregame.
Remember
wouldn't that be enough?
You'd think so.
Wouldn't that be enough?
You'd think so.
I would think so. But, you know, I guess I'm wrong.
With all the other shows that you have on, maybe referring to, our 3 hour pregame starts at 2:30 Central.
Yeah. I mean, that's not that bad a thing. Instead, you've got these people we've never heard of or seen before interviewing people we've never heard of or seen before with movies we're not interested in coming up, and we're talking to them about football. What is that?
They love football.
It's just bad. They love football.
They love football.
And they love talking about their upcoming project, whatever it is.
We love football. So. Listen, I am a big fan of the NFL, and I love the NFL. Did I tell you I have a new movie coming out?
Yeah, you did, and I am not interested still. But then there was the Hamilton cast. These guys are always trying to do something PC and something bizarre.
Oh, of course.
I don't get what it is because I've never seen this production. But
I have not either.
All you hear from people who've been to New York, heard of New York, flown over New York is, you've got to see Hamilton. You've got to see
That's
Hamilton.
That's been a while now, too.
For a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this cast is a big deal. And they sang America the Beautiful. Three of the black girls from the musical, and they added the line from physics studies with Brotherhood. You know how it ends at America the Beautiful. I can't think of it right now, but they added Sisterhood to Brotherhood, and people are all pissed off about
that.
Here's another thing. I don't really care.
How dare they?
I missed their performance because on purpose. I didn't want to see it. I knew it was coming up, and they promoted it and said, "Oh, okay, good time to go get something to eat." Again. So they just couldn't piss me off yesterday. Try as they may, I guess.
And they tried.
And they did try.
And they did try.
They tried a little bit.
They did.
Also, Mike Pence showed his appreciation for veterans by escorting two wounded vets to the Super Bowl. That was a cool thing. And then, as you mentioned, HW did the coin toss, if you can call it that. It was more of a coin drop.
I'm sorry.
It was a coin drop.
I know that Roger Goodell said that he talked to him after they got out of the hospital and he wanted to make sure he was still good to go with it, and they said yes, absolutely, and you know, it was good, and it's President Bush, it's his hometown, it's Houston.
Mm-hmm.
God bless him.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, but
I thought they put him in a bad situation.
Why didn't he
An
go
awkward
on the golf
situation.
Cart or something? He can't get out of the wheelchair now.
Maybe
is
not.
Is he wheelchair bound? Which it could be the case.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm guessing it is since that last night, but
bless his heart, look at him.
I know.
It was sad, I thought, because he
so
obviously
too.
He's still, you know, recovering or still sick or now he's just gotten old enough to the point where he's just not he can't quite pull it off. And so I thought they could have helped him out a little bit.
A little.
You know? I thought they could have helped him out. 888-727 back, more Pat and Stu with Jeffy coming up in a second. But you know what you could do in the meantime is take a positive step towards self-reliance. We talk about things that can go wrong. There's a lot of different variations of disasters that can come our way. One of them, you know, is just weather. We get some pretty severe storms through here sometimes, and it can knock out power. You could be without power for a little while. You could have an ice storm or a snowstorm, and it just makes sense to call My Patriot Supply and order food. Just get prepared for a few days or a few weeks. Easy to prepare emergency food, which tastes like home cooking, lasts up to 25 years. Do it today.
How much would that cost you?
Well, I mean, how far are you going to go? You're going to go 4 weeks? You want to go 4 weeks?
If you order it and you say, yeah, I want to order it, and you know what? I'm going to start with the 4 week plan. What are you up to?
$99.
$500?
$99.
What?
$99. And that includes the shipping, Jeffy. That includes the shipping.
What? Handling too?
And the handling.
What?
They handle it for free. Is that weird? I don't know. Everybody else seems to have to charge an arm and a leg to handle things.
I mean, I've been charged a lot over the years for handling, so I don't know.
They don't. So call them today, 888-411-5290. 888-411-5290 or at preparewiththeblaze.com. Oh, man. Hi, it's Pat and Stu with Jeffy today. Of course, Jeffy's here every day, so whatever. We're trying to do something about it. Give us a little time, you know. These things take time, occasionally.
Shh. What would you do?
Never mind. All right, so our president was talking to Bill O'Reilly.
That was part of the 7 hours of pregame coverage.
Fabulous coverage.
Yeah.
That's part of the 7 hours of coverage that I heard was coming up next and happened to miss. I don't know how.
What?
I tried to get back. I just couldn't find my way back. I thought, where is that television again? You know it's here somewhere, but I couldn't find it in time.
Oh, look, there's the kitchen.
Yeah, and so I found that on the way, and so I got waylaid. Anyway, here's a little piece of Donald Trump and Bill O'Reilly.
So another big week for the Trump administration. Judge Gorsuch, that rollout went very smoothly, I think.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
But the refugee deal, not so much.
I think it was very smooth. You had 109 people out of hundreds of thousands of travelers. And all we did was vet those people very, very carefully.
You wouldn't do anything differently if you had to do it over again?
Look,
didn't really know what the order was.
Well, that's not what General Kelly said. General Kelly, who's now Secretary Kelly, he said he totally knew, he was aware of it, and it was very smooth. It was 109 people.
What was 109 people?
The extra 109 people that were detained that weren't supposed to be.
Oh, okay, right. Out of how many did he say?
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
Okay. And Kelly, who's now Secretary Kelly.
Right, right.
I call
him
General
Kelly.
Secretary. He said it went very, very smoothly. Wasn't he the guy that said he found out about it on the plane?
No, he said it went very, very smoothly. That's what he said. So.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So why don't you want to wind up on an enemies list? No.
No, I do not.
Secretary Kelly, General
Secretary
Kelly.
No, I do not. As a matter of fact, if I were President Trump, I wouldn't have changed a thing.
No.
Not one thing.
It went very, very smoothly. Everything went smooth.
Like butter.
He also says that he won't rule out defunding the entire state of California over sanctuary city immigration status. This I like, too.
No doubt.
Here's what happened there.
I
do like this.
I just spent a week in California. As you know, they are now voting on whether they should become a sanctuary state. So California and the USA are on a collision course. How do you see it?
Well, I think it's ridiculous. Sanctuary cities, as you know, I'm very much opposed to sanctuary cities. They breed crime. There's a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. If we have to, we'll defund. We give tremendous amounts of money to California.
So you're going to defund.
California, in many ways, is out of control, as you know. Obviously, the voters agree. Otherwise, they wouldn't have voted for me.
So defunding is your weapon of choice.
Well, it's a weapon. I don't want to defund a
but
state
you're willing
or a
to do
city.
It.
I don't want to defund anybody. I want to give them the money they need to properly operate as a city or a state. If they're going to have sanctuary cities, we may have to do that. Certainly that would be a weapon.
There you go. And I am wholeheartedly behind that. I'm all over the sanctuary city thing. You should not be able to ignore federal law.
What if you don't like the law, though?
Yeah, well, if you don't like it, then tough. You shouldn't be able to ignore the law. And if you want to continue to get federal funds, you need to abide by federal law, not ignore it.
What if you're like a county sheriff and you think, man, that law is stupid?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You still have to abide by it.
If you're like the mayor of a city and you say, wow, that is dumb and we're not doing it.
Still not moved. Still not moved by
really?
That. Yeah, you still need to abide by federal law. So,
Yeah.
So you could lose your funds. You could lose your funds. I'm all about that.
And I am too. And trust me, those cities are well aware of that threat.
Oh, they are. And they don't.
Well aware.
They're still defiant about it.
Because they don't think it's going to happen.
They don't think it's going to wait till it does.
I know.
Then they'll be screaming. They'll be crying about it.
They'll be laughing out of the other side of their face then. And then, of course, it's our president's fault.
Yeah.
It's somebody else's fault.
And Nancy Pelosi will be on yelling about it every single day on MSNBC. Here is where the whole interview kind of took a wrong turn, though, as they talked about Vladimir Putin.
You talked to Putin last week. You had a busy week last week.
I'm pretty busy. Yeah. Busy week and a half.
Do you respect Putin?
I do respect him.
Do you? But why?
I respect a lot of people, but that doesn't mean I'm going to get along with him. He's a leader of his country.
Yeah, we know that.
I say it's better to get along with Russia than not. And if Russia helps us in the fight against ISIS, which is a major fight, and Islamic terrorism all over the world.
Right.
Major fight. That's a good thing. Will I get along with him? I have no idea.
He's a killer, though. Putin's a killer.
Friends.
A lot of killers. We got a lot of killers. Well, you think our country's so innocent?
Wow, that is unbelievable.
You think our country's so innocent?
Oh, my
God.
I don't know of any government leaders that are killers in America.
Wow.
Take a look at what we've done, too. We've made a lot of mistakes.
Wow,
he doesn't back off it either.
Mistakes are different then.
A lot of mistakes. Okay, but a lot of people were killed. So a lot of killers around, believe me.
That is unreal.
Oh, my gosh.
And yet, I mean, what will we hear from his supporters?
Oh, you took that out of context.
No.
No.
Do you know what that means? I used to try to explain this to the left all the time. Taking it out of context means we changed what he was saying by playing a teeny little portion of it. That's not what happened there. We played the whole context of what he's talking about, and there's no changing it.
No.
It is what it is. He is blaming, he is equivocating what Russia is doing with what we have done.
I had a lot of killers around.
A lot of killers. That part sounded like George W. Bush. There's a lot of killers. And a lot of poor killers. And just because people are poor doesn't necessarily mean they're killers. They could be killers if they're poor, necessarily. But it doesn't necessarily for sure mean that they'll definitely be killers if they're poor. I mean, what is that? There's a lot of killers.
Don't be so sure.
What are you talking about?
And he won't back. I mean, he's in front of O'Reilly.
No, he doubles down.
Yeah.
He triples down. That's really bad. That is really bad. And when it was Obama saying that kind of stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
The right was all over him. These Trump supporters.
Hates America. What's he doing? What is he, another apology tour on Fox?
Yep.
Agonizing.
I don't understand it. I don't understand to defend everything he says.
Yeah, but Trump.
Yeah, that's what it always comes down to, isn't it?
I don't know how much.
It's what it always comes down to.
I don't know how long that can go on.
888-727-BECK, 888-727-BECK. Yeah, but Trump. More Pat and Stu with Jeffy. Killers. They're not necessarily poor. But they are killers. What? What's the problem? You've got an issue of some sort?
No, I got an issue.
All right.
You know, there are times, Pat, when you think to yourself, why? Why would you do that to other human beings?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about anything in particular. I'm was talking about. You know, say you're sick. You're really old. And people want to see you. So, you know, you have the people that are taking care of you.
Wheel you out in front of a billion people for 50 freaking yards? Yeah, I know. It's not good. Guy was the president of the United States. Do you really want to? Does he want to be remembered the way we saw him
yesterday? In World War II,
right,
man.
Right.
Come on.
He's a national hero.
Right. And I will say that Joe Buck did say there's, you know, there's not a tougher man in the stadium
that was
tonight.
Great.
I know.
Buck and Aikman handled it really
well. Yes, they did. And the players handled it great. Everybody was.
They did.
Everybody handled it wonderful. But it's just.
Yeah. And there's a good chance some of those captains that shook his hand were not big fans. They did it anyway. I don't know their politics, but you can guess.
Sure, but whatever.
But
it was part of the deal. There wasn't anybody taking a knee during the national anthem either, by the way. They rather enjoyed that.
That is cool.
To make their little Super Bowl statement. Everybody's just,
I forgot about that. And apparently nobody did because they didn't make any noise about that at all.
Nope.
Good.
Nothing I know. Well, that was
good. Maybe that's over.
I hope so.
I hope that's over.
Well, I hope so because Kaepernick's gone now, right? He's going to free agency. So, boy, I don't know what team would take him.
Oof. Is there anybody who would take him?
Probably, right? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't want him.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't
want
that
guy. That's a big divisive character, man. But, you
divisive,
know, the NFL.
Not very good. You know, he had one decent season. I wouldn't want him. I do want Tony Romo, however, so if the Cowboys want to send him to the Houston Texans, please do. Please do. And then Cowboy fans can bitch about him all they want while he wins the Texans their first Super Bowl.
And he probably will do that, too.
He would. He absolutely would.
If he goes to Houston, he'll win them their Super Bowl.
He goes to Houston and forget about it. It's on.
Yeah.
It's on. They got a shot then.
Yeah, they do.
To compete with the New England Patriots. That would be something to see.
That would be. That actually would be fun.
That'd be great.
Now I want it to happen.
No, I want it to happen bad.
I was actually thinking that Romo, I don't know, it might not be a bad thing for him just to be a Cowboy.
No way. And play backup to
just
Dak?
Just be a Cowboy.
No way.
And his career as a Cowboy.
No. Absolutely. He's got too much left in the tank. That guy's got too much left to give. There's no way. There's no way. He already said he's got a wish list of places he wants to go.
Oh, I'm sure he does. Everybody has a wish list where they want to go too, but sometimes
Houston, Texas.
Wheelchair just goes where it gets pushed.
Houston, Texas was the first one mentioned. There was also Denver was on there.
I bet.
And I'm trying to think where else. Houston, Denver, and I can't remember where the other one was.
I only thought it was Houston and Denver. Who was the other one?
I don't think it was the New York Jets. He wants to go to a contender. The Jets are never going to contend.
New York. Nobody wants to play for the Jets.
No. Nobody wants the Jets.
Nobody wants to play for the Jets.
The Jets don't want to play for the Jets.
Right.
So, no, I can't remember the other one. But he's got, I mean, if they can find a way to get rid of Brock Osweiler in Houston, or to...
He should be good. He actually should be a good quarterback.
Well, he's like 7'8".
I know.
He's got arm strength. He throw about 150 yards. I don't know why he's not.
I'm not sure what's wrong there either.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening, but...
he'd be a good backup.
Tony Romo's the way to go. Tony Romo. He'd be a good backup to Romo.
Yeah.
I'd take that. All right, 888-727-BECK, 888-727-BECK. Small Mississippi town is fighting back after the mayor was forced to remove a Christian flag. Hundreds of residents in a small Mississippi town took part in a demonstration on Saturday to fight back after the town's mayor was forced to remove a Christian flag flying over a local park.
What?
He was forced to take it down over the Veterans Memorial Park after the Freedom From Religion Foundation threatened the town with a $500,000 lawsuit. You got to love the Freedom From Religion people.
So since the town is just several hundred residents, Williams said his hands were tied. The predominantly Christian town was not happy with the situation, so they decided to organize a demonstration where they would rehoist the Christian flag. And
all you have to do is threaten. Threaten a lawsuit.
Right.
And everything comes to a standstill, and we just bend over backwards for these idiots. they said, we're not going to let other people or a foundation or anybody else up in Wisconsin tell us we can't fly our flag.
Good for them.
You're going to take one down, we're going to put 100 back up. So they're claiming, I guess, that they're going to put it back up. But they'll just get sued again. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you win this battle if you don't at least look at the United States Constitution, where it says nothing about separation of church and state. Not a word. Not one word.
No, it's
in the U.S. Constitution about separation of church and state. And if we don't ever take a look at that and realize, hey, wait, we're putting ourselves through a lot of misery we don't need to go through, we're going to continue to go through it. When will we learn that the Establishment Clause is like one line, and it's a real simple one, and it's the Congress can't make a law establishing a religion, period, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
That's exactly why you can't fly a flag over a...
Yeah, I'm not sure how that establishes a religion.
Perfect. It makes perfect sense.
I still don't understand how that establishes a religion.
I don't either.
It's crazy. It's absolute madness.
And I don't understand how a flag flying over some memorial, a Christian flag...
It doesn't hurt anybody. If you don't like it, you know what? Don't look at it!
Right.
Don't look at it.
Oh, look, I hate that Christian flag. Keep walking.
It's not that tough. It's really not that tough.
It's not that difficult at all.
No. All right, so the Boy Scouts have caved again.
Yeah, they did.
Man, they continue to cave.
Yeah, they did. And you knew they were going to do that. I mean, once you start caving.
Yeah, you don't stop.
Nobody ever stops.
They gave in on...
It's never enough.
They gave in on the homosexual boys can join. Okay, that's fine. Then they gave in on homosexual leaders. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I guess it's kind of weird, but
and it didn't
all
change,
right.
You know, and as far as many of the rules that they have for leaders and children, with that statement, it really didn't change much. You know, I mean, I kind of familiar with a little bit of the insider of the Scoutings.
Really? In what way?
Well, I mean, there's a... You know, a person in my family, a couple people. In my family.
That your wife is obsessed with the Boy Scouts of America?
She is. And my son will have his eagle here. My youngest son will.
Is he going to get his eagle?
He'll have his eagle here real soon, yeah. So, I mean, it really didn't change much of the rules that they have for leadership, being with children and everything. So, I mean, she does not say this. I say this. Mm-hmm. Why don't they just make it Scouts? Be done with it.
And then it's girls and boys or?
Scouts. Yep. Just be done with
whatever.
It.
Okay. Well,
I mean, that's what they do in Europe. That's what they might as well, instead of the Boy Scouts, I mean, they've caved this far.
Yeah. Well, they
let it go.
And here's more of the caving of the Boy Scouts of America.
Here Hello.
Hi.
I'm Mike Serbot, Chief Scout Executive of the Boy Scouts of America. I'd like to update you on an action taken today
by
our organization so that we can continue to serve as many youth and families as possible.
All right, let's hear it.
Scouting is about one thing.
What?
To prepare young people for life with the goal of instilling in them skills that develop character and leadership.
Yep. Sure.
We and others have recently been challenged by a very complex topic on the issue of gender identity. For more than 100 years,
maybe should go
BSA,
by science.
Along with schools, youth sports, and other
science.
Youth organizations, ultimately deferred to the information on an individual's birth certificate to determine eligibility for and participation in
science?
Many programs.
How hateful.
Especially single-gender programs.
That's what
After weeks of significant conversations at all levels of our organization, we realized that referring to
birth certificates not right.
as the
that's
reference
not right.
point
yeah,
is no longer sufficient.
That's not sufficient.
Communities and state laws are now interpreting gender identity differently
than
society
well,
did in the past.
As well.
And these new laws vary widely from state to state.
Mm-hmm.
Starting today, we will accept
Starting
registration
today.
In our scouting programs based on the gender identity provided on an individual's application.
Okay. Yep. All right.
We will also
Good.
Continue to work with families to find scouting units that are the best fit for their children. In summary, we've taken
you,
the opportunity to evaluate and
so
update our approach.
I'm
I hope
so
you will
with
join
it.
With me in embracing the
so
opportunity
done.
To bring scouting
I'm
to
scouting.
More families and children that can benefit from what our program has to offer. The BSA is committed to identifying program options that will help
They're
us
committed
truly
to BS.
Serve the whole
I'll
thing.
Still a good
and this
program.
Is an area that we will continue to thoughtfully evaluate to bring the benefits of scouting to the greatest
BSA
number of people possible.
Committed to BS.
All while remaining true to our
Listen
core
to this
beliefs
garbage.
outlined.
No, you're not remaining true to your core beliefs.
No, you're
That's
not.
Bull crap.
No, you're not.
That I mean, is bull crap.
You're remaining core to your core beliefs that you've already changed from the core to a new core to another core to another core.
I mean, if you're going to deny science, the gender on someone's birth certificate, I'm sorry. I'm done. I'm out. And you know, both my boys, my last two, were what is right under eagle, life.
Yeah, life.
And at that point, I was like, okay, I don't know. They're caving on everything.
I know.
And so I just didn't care anymore. And then eventually, if you don't get them by the time they're 14, they don't care either. I mean, they've got other things going on in their life other than scouting and tying knots and earning merit badges. So when I was done, I mean, they were pretty well done. And I, you know, at church, my church is probably by far the biggest supporter of Boy Scouts in this nation. Mm-hmm. And every time they do the fundraiser, I just won't give it to them anymore. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. You can give all you want. You can love the organization, and I know you guys do. I'm done. That just doesn't make sense to me. If you're going to deny what's on someone's birth certificate, I'm out. I'm out.
It does seem to go against the core.
Nature. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? I mean, while pretending that you're still hanging to your core values,
yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
And I knew, you know, what pisses me off is that they had a cave to begin with.
Yeah.
Why don't they just stick to their core values like they say they are and then tell everyone else to put the core values where the sun doesn't shine?
Yeah, they're just not going to.
And they're not. And when they first caved, that's when it was over.
Yeah.
That's when it was over. I mean, it really was.
But this is amazing. Now you're just denying nature and reality and science. And so who's the science denier here? I'm sorry. I'm a little confused.
That's why,
that.
Hey, look, if you want the inclusion, just call it Scouts. It's not the Boy Scouts.
Right.
Scouts.
And change your core values because you have changed them.
No,
just
well, we haven't changed. No, we haven't changed your core values. We're just changing
okay.
our name.
All right.
Just changing our name from Boy Scouts to Scouts because we want to include everyone, which is our core value.
Right. Yeah. Well, it is now. More Pat and Stu with Jeffy coming up.
It literally is unbelievable.
It is. It is. Triple 8 727 Beck. Pat and Stu with Jeffy. 888-727-BECK. 888-727-BECK.
So Saturday Night Live had Melissa McCarthy on.
Yes, they
this
did.
This weekend. And we saw her ad for Kia?
Oh.
The Super Bowl?
Was it Kia?
Was it Kia?
I don't know. It was...
yeah, okay.
It was some global warming.
It was a car,
it was.
Right?
It was the Kia... Eco or something.
Yeah. It was Kia. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So some of the commercial stuck a little bit.
Yeah.
And she joked around. It was funny because they played a little joke on themselves about being, hey, you can still care about the environment with not actually going out and falling off ice cliffs and being slammed into ships with whales. And you have the Kia ad? Yeah, let's watch that now. And then we'll look at her Saturday Night Live performance.
Hey, Melissa, the whales need your help.
I love whales!
Yeah.
Ooh. Hey, Melissa. Now
hurt.
The trees need
this
you.
Bad.
The ice caps are in trouble.
Yep, that's how fragile they are. They split apart that easily.
Just like that.
Oh. Hey, Melissa, now the rhinos need saving.
Rhinos! Rhinos! It's hard to be an eco warrior, but it's easy to drive like one. Introducing the most fuel-efficient crossover, the Kia Niro.
Yeah. They're trying to get all of Hollywood out of their Priuses. That's good. That's going to be a tough task.
It will be a tough task. However, you know.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
And she was on Saturday Night Live.
She was.
This weekend. She played Sean Spicer.
Who is our new White House press secretary.
And she.
It was funny.
Was hilarious.
Here's a peek at that.
Before we begin, I know that myself. Because I came out here to punch you in the face. And also, I don't talk so good. Now, I'd like to begin today by apologizing on behalf of you to me for how you've treated me these last 2 weeks. And that apology is not accepted. Because I'm not here to be your buddy. I'm here to swallow gum, and I'm here to take Nate.
Oh, that's funny.
I mean, that's
funny.
That's Sean Spicer, isn't it?
He
don't talk so good. And it is interesting how they spin. They're going to start spinning where I'm apologizing to me on your behalf.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't accept your apology.
Yeah, I don't accept it.
It will come to that.
Hasn't already.
If it hasn't already. This might already be obsolete. I don't know.